Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
So how many of you out there are having difficulty with your routine? Your schedule has been nothing but crazy. You don't really have a routine. Or your routine is so routine that it's beginning to be blasé, boredom, just blah, right? If you got that going on, or if your life is just so crazy, you don't have a routine at all, I'm here to talk to both of you because I am struggling. You know, I love my routine. I love to get up in the morning, send my husband off with his coffee, his lunch, sit with God, have my mental prayer time by myself. And then I pray on what the Lord wants me to speak to you about. And then I come to the podcast and I put it out there and boom, my day has started with God. And over these past couple of weeks, that has not been my routine. And I sit there and I'm like, oh, but I'm okay. I'm not getting any knock down, drag out fights with my husband. Things are going well. We're having good discussions. We're talking about the future. Everything seems to be good. And then the reading today, which is beautiful, and I'm going to read it to you. John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine. And my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." Wow. Wow. What a reminder. So if your routine is a little crazy, or if your routine is so boring and mundane, then shake it up. Add more God. God needs to be the armor that we put on every day for this spiritual battle. Get back to the sacraments. I'm going to confession. You know, I try to go once a week. It's probably been 3 weeks because of the craziness, not being home, I'm sure I could have found a confession somewhere along the route, but I didn't. It's days like now. Excuse me. It's days like now where we can see evil smack dab in front of our faces. Where we need to be truth and light to our neighbors, to the world, in how we act, what we say, even what we put on our faces. Are we going to live in fear? Are we going to walk in liberty and freedom as God's child? I don't care where you live. You are a child of God. And this is a pep talk to me right now. So I said, I'm going to confession this morning. I've got another hour and a half to get ready, get there. And I've already gone and started to think about my examination of conscience because 3 weeks is a long time. It is. A lot of things I got to think about. How did I act? How did I react? What didn't I do? What should I have done? And of course, one of the things I'm going to take in is my spiritual slothness. The fact that I have not prayed every day. I have talked to God throughout the day. I have not forgotten God. I have thanked God. I have been reminded that God was there by cardinals flying in front of the car, by talking to the Lord on my way down, making comments about the beautiful creation around us, loving my husband through this process. So yes, God has been there, but I haven't spent that deep, deep prayer time with him. And I know it. Because when I spend that time in mental prayer, I receive my to-do for that day. My to-do for today was get back to the sacraments. Come back to daily Mass. Come back to adoration. I've missed you. Come back to the vine. Because you can do nothing without me. Maybe that's his call to you too. Put me in your routine. Make me a priority in your life. Love me first, the one who created you, who gave you this beautiful gift of faith. Help me help you be that disciple to go bear more fruit. The more we come to him, the more he'll prune us so that we can bear more fruit. And I want to just say to everyone, this doesn't mean that you have to stop your life and go be in ministry and get out there and publicize your faith in a way that changes everything in your life. That's not what God's asking you to do. God's asking you to change your life. Heck yeah. For sure. You must respond to the call of the gift of faith that he has given you. You must challenge your sinful ways. You must fight and battle your mortal sins. Zero question about that. That's God all the way. Keep going back to confession. But then as you try to become holier and more virtuous, right, and to live more kindly with others and loving others, you've got to talk and walk with God every day. So God's, I think, challenging all of us to respond to the beautiful gift that he's given us, belief in him, to turn back to him more than any other worldly product, creation, person, another creation, of course, but we can go to products, we can go to things, we can go to creative things, right? We can go to the TV, we can go to people, but let's go to God. How about that? What a novel idea. The one who can actually change anything. Fit him into your routine in a big way. Start now, start today. That's what I'm doing. We can do nothing without him. We are called to be disciples, to go bear fruit, and we need him to grow us, right? Jesus is the vine. The Father is the vine grower. Oh my goodness. And then the Holy Spirit within us is the one pruning us, transforming us and changing us, enlightening us to our sins, hopefully smacking us upside the head where we just look and say, okay, I hear what you want me to do. I am going now, today, this morning. I know some of you cannot, but that doesn't mean you cannot have a deep act of contrition in your home, a deep spending time in adoration. You don't even have to put them on your computer screen, but you can. There are a lot of live adoration streams. Might help you focus more. Let's be honest. I'm sure there's plenty of room to put more prayer in your life. And then pay attention to how your day goes, how different it is, how more caring you are, more patient you are, how you talk to God more, how people notice. That is what being a disciple is. It's about how you live and how you speak, not what you say. You don't necessarily have to bring Bible verses. You shouldn't, right? You just have to thank God, be a grateful person, and give credit where credit is due. Someone compliments you on something, you can say thanks, but you know what? It's all God. That's evangelizing. That's humility. That's glorifying the Lord through your life because you're glorifying God. You're giving thanks and they're looking at you saying, huh? Because they may have said, oh yeah, thanks, because I worked really hard for that, you know, but forgetting that God gave you talent to get that job. God gave you that job. God gave you that money. Oh, by the way, God gave you life, you know, that type of stuff. So let's not just fit God in. Let's make him a key part of our routine and in our routine every day throughout the day. Alrighty, everyone. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.